WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Stories of terrified office workers barricading themselves into conference room amid what turned out to be a mass shooting inside a New York City high-rise office building during the evening rush. Jessica Chen thought of her friends and family.
I texted my parents that I love them. I texted people good in my life that I love them. We were honestly really really scared.
The gunman, identified as 27-year-old Shane Tamura from Las Vegas, shot five people, killing four of them, including an off-duty NYPD officer. ABC News has learned that Tamura had a note in his pocket claiming he suffered from CTE and made references to the NFL, which is headquartered in that building. Another mass shooting at a resort in Reno, Nevada, left three people dead and three wounded. No motive there. Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern shoring up the details of their proposed merger. If allowed by regulators to move forward, the deal would create the first transcontinental railroad. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Wisconsin Secretary of State will not be considering a run for governor, but lieutenant governor could be on the table. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski was on the shortlist of potential Democratic contenders for governor. Instead, an advisor says she's going to explore her options in the weeks ahead, and any campaign she'd launch would be with the support of elected and local Democrats. Meanwhile, Wisconsin officially has its first case this year of West Nile virus. The Department of Health Services announced someone tested positive in Barron County. They've found mosquitoes in Lafayette and Milwaukee counties carrying the virus so far this year. On average, 18 Wisconsinites get West Nile every year. We're not at the peak, though. Most people test positive in August and September. The best ways to prevent getting it: avoid mosquito bites altogether. Wear bug spray, long pants and long sleeves, and don't give them easy breeding grounds. If you find any standing water, try to dump it out. Meanwhile, a rare tick-borne virus has already killed at least one Wisconsinite this summer. The latest update we've gotten from health officials is that three people were hospitalized, but that was a month ago. Joanne Krulatz explains the rare virus that pops up every summer here.
The State Department of Health Services recommends you get tested for the Powassan virus, which is transmitted through an infected deer tick. It's the same tick that spreads Lyme disease and several other illnesses. Powassan virus can lead to a mild illness or neurological disease. Some symptoms include fever, headache, vomiting, and weakness. While the virus is rare, Wisconsin reported 12 cases last year, the second highest number in the U.S. behind Minnesota. You can prevent tick bites by wearing repellent, long-sleeve clothing, and tucking your pants into socks.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball Tonight as the crew hosts the Cubs in Game 2 of their series. Milwaukee with a win last night, 8-4, but a rough start for Jacob Mizorowski. The Miz giving up three runs and throwing 40 pitches in the top of the first. Was it as rough as it looked?
I mean, yeah, it's a long inning, so everything, you know, sucks. You really start feeling a little loose, you know, and every pitch keeps in the way just so that little bit. Definitely the settling down and getting the 10 outs. Thought I did my job in getting us in a position that we can succeed.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
First inning, we're down 3-0. He feels horrible. His adrenaline. I learned a lot about him, and it just goes to show you the kid can pitch, not just throw.
NFL. Packers training camp continues with practice and pads. Running back Marshawn Lloyd injured in the first set of downs after being clobbered by former Raiders defensive back Nate Hobbs. Lloyd ended up sitting out the rest of practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds and some late night showers and storms will roll in. A light southwest breeze, morning lows in the lower 70s. On Tuesday, showers and storms. They'll produce some heavy rainfall. Partly sunny skies, highs in the mid 80s. It's 72 at our studios.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special live show from Six Springs Farm in southwest Wisconsin as we talk to NFL and Badger Hall of Famer Joe Thomas, along with Brady Ewing as my guest co-host.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Ladies and gentlemen.
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 Here's Johnny.
John Peterson.
That's us. WMDX 92.7 and on your Civic Media app as well. Check it out and text us or voice note us. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear from you and get your input.
And you can call us at 608-879-8255. Cloudy skies this morning. We had rain a little while ago and a couple of thunderstorms pushing through, but looks like that's ended. And the rest of the day, it's going to be just really muggy and a high about 85 with a mix of clouds and some sunshine and maybe some showers and storms tonight when we go to the Cubs-Brewers game at AmFam Field with our winner, Linda. Thank goodness AmFam has a roof because it might be raining this evening. So,
yeah.
But that'll be a big game between the Cubs and the Brewers tonight, and should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have deep pockets. We're going to buy a lot of stuff.
That's right. Yes. Thanks to Downdrin's Distilling, by the way, for helping us to sponsor that Cubs Brewers getaway with Linda. Should be a good time. Hey, you can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but some things have remained constant through Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbelievable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west, or go to verlo.com and check out their lifetime comfort guarantee. Okay.
All right, let's get to our big first story here, and it is FCC Chair Brendan Carr is, of course, threatening The View. He's threatening major news networks.
Really?
He's threatening everybody. This is the wrong chairman for the FCC, as you might know by now anyway. And of course, a lot of people are celebrating the fact that Trump somehow negotiated a way to get Stephen Colbert off the air because, you know, he's a cancer, he's destroying America, and he's criticizing Trump, which you can't do. You can't even do it in humor, in good humor. So they're, you know, obviously cleaning house.
Yeah.
It's called cancel culture. That's what MAGA's called it.
What happened to freedom of the press?
Huh? Well, that's gone. That's out the window.
Really?
The Fox News senior correspondent went on the air recently and warned Fox News viewers that there is a problem with their cancel culture ways. Let's listen to cut 164. All right.
Here we go.
This isn't taxpayer funded. This is a decision that the viewers make on a daily basis, whether or not they're going to watch them and if they enjoy them. And as much as it would be nice to think about, like, oh, The View's going to go away. Whew, that sounds nice. We also have to consider this isn't the only administration that's going to be there forever. A tool that can be used by this administration can very well be used by the next. And if they were able to do away with The View, they could very well, the next administration that comes in that doesn't like Fox could do the same.
Yep. I think that is a wise warning.
A wise warning.
You think?
Okay.
Look, I've been saying this for the last couple of weeks at least.
Yeah.
That Democrats should pick up on this. They should go after this. They should actually threaten that they could do the exact same. They could do the exact same thing. Not that they will, but they could do the exact same thing Trump is doing against the right-wing media. Why not? I mean, they could do it. They could do a lot of things that they're doing. And they could also threaten to overturn everything that Trump is doing right now.
Right.
They could threaten to do that. They have done none of this so far. Mm-hmm. They haven't put on any kind of offensive that I have seen. Now, they tried a few weeks, I think. That was the energy level that they had. Right? Mm-hmm. Tim Walz is out there. AOC was out there. Bernie Sanders was out there. They got a lot of press, a lot of coverage because of the huge crowds that were turning out. Then all of a sudden, they just went silent. That was it. That was their effort. That's how much energy they wanted to expend on something. I'm sorry. You just can't do that. You've got to spend four damn years doing it, folks.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, that's what I've been saying.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I just want to qualify it. Yeah. You know, that's John Peterson's idea. No one cares.
Well, yeah, they did try to do that. And then, Congress came back in session. Now they're out of session. The House is recessed for a couple of months now. So they should be out there again doing town meetings, some more of that.
Yeah.
Haven't heard much of that lately.
What's wrong here?
I don't know. Right?
What's wrong here?
I'm not sure.
All right, and I got the next story. This is the big deal that Trump negotiated with the EU.
Yeah.
Looks like the EU ate our lunch.
I guess so.
Okay, here is a response. I'm going to read this response because it nails it perfectly. Okay, here we go. Actually, from the EU's view, it looks a little different, this deal between Trump and the EU. He says, yes, the EU agreed to drop tariffs on U.S. goods because that benefits Europe. Cheaper American products, great idea. Great for European consumers and businesses. See, there's no tariffs.
Right.
From the U.S. to them.
Right. So, yes.
Yeah.
They like it.
The person writes, we love a good deal. Meanwhile, the U.S. keeps a 15% tariff on European goods, which means American consumers now pay more for European cars, tools, wine, cheese, machinery.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Europe bending the knee. That's Europe getting a win-win and the U.S. choosing to tax itself.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
That says it all.
It really does say it all. As for Canada, they just didn't show up to celebrate the U.S. paying more for their imports.
Mm.
But sure, if calling it a victory helps you helps the whole thing down a little bit easier and paying 15% more for whatever you buy at the store is a good thing, then go celebrate.
Yeah.
And I mean, really, seriously, that is what it's all about. And now when I heard about it, I thought, well, geez, I don't know. This doesn't sound like the best deal in the world. I wasn't sure until this guy put it into words.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, why aren't they paying some kind of tariff, right?
Right.
Everything is free from the U.S. going into Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And they act like that's a good deal. Well, yeah. Sure. Yeah, they're getting a great deal, and we're paying 50% more.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's not a done deal because the European Union has to approve that each and every one of the countries.
Yeah.
And France is not liking any of this stuff.
Really?
They just thought, wow, this is the dumbest, worst deal ever. Although when you think about it, though, they're getting everything for nothing.
Yeah.
No tariff from the U.S.
It's all good.
And we have to pay 15% more as consumers in this country.
It's bizarro world
there's
again.
There's something
wrong
here.
Upside down.
All right. You know, everybody loves Jeff Daniels.
Yes.
His performance on the show, the series Newsroom, was just fantastic. Really just a tremendous thing. I want to play a cut from that show just so you remember what Jeff Daniels said on that show. This was a great thing. He was being asked a question by a college student about how great America is.
This is classic.
He just leveled with this truth. Let's listen to cut 171 here, okay? 171.
We might not have it here.
What?
I don't think it's up here.
Really?
No, we really don't. I'll look through it, though.
Okay. Do you have cut 169 at all?
We do, yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's instead of, remembering how, how great that first thing that we remember Jeff Daniels for saying. Yeah. Why don't we do this? He's giving a critique of Trump, his second term. Okay, mm-hmm. He was asked this on a news show. It's almost like it was written for him for Newsroom, actually, right?
Right.
Okay, this is a comment he made without music underneath. So okay. It's still great. It's a great thought. It just doesn't have the dramatic music underneath. But let's listen to cut 169.
We've lost decency. We've lost civility. We've lost respect for the rule of law. Lost it. We have normalized verbal abuse on the internet. We've normalized bullying, much as the woke generation tried to, you know, change that. It's back. And along out the window goes character, integrity. I mean, nobody has great things to say about politicians. They never have. Go back to Mark Twain. But ideally, we're supposed to elect the best of us, not the worst of us. He's everything that's wrong with not just America, but with being a human being.
All right.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
There you go, right?
Yeah.
Now that was a great comment, and I think a lot of us can go along with it and agree with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's listen to...
Hang on a second. Oh. Tom, I just forwarded that other Jeff Daniels comment to you, if you can find it.
All right, let me go find it.
Just check the email there.
Okay. Definitely, yeah, we got to play right. that. I'm glad it's you did that.
It's the one in the middle.
All right.
Okay.
And now let's listen to that same comment
mm-hmm.
with a little dramatic music underneath. To see if it the message isn't amplified just a little bit.
Okay.
Let's try it. Okay.
All right. Sure.
He's everything that's wrong with not just America, but with being a human being. We've lost decency. We've lost civility. Mm-hmm. We've lost respect for the rule of law. We have normalized verbal abuse on the internet. We've normalized bullying, much as the woke generation tried to, you know, change that.
Yeah.
It's back, and along out the window goes character, integrity. We're supposed to elect the best of us, not the worst of us.
Beautiful,
yeah,
isn't it?
That really.
Now that just has so much
mood into it. Yeah.
I'm thinking what we need to do is have music under each and everything that we do on the show.
Think so?
To make it seem more dramatic.
Dramatic effect.
Oh, yeah. Like we're really saying something important here.
We should do a whole show like that. Yeah, I like that idea.
Now, do you have the cut that Gordy just sent you? The original cut from Newsroom.
Okay.
All right. Why don't we?
I believe this is bleeped out, but just your finger on the button just in case. But
okay, here we go.
I think we're good.
All right.
We got it?
Can you say why America is the greatest country in the world?
Well, it's not the greatest country in the world, Professor. That's my answer.
And with a straight face, you're going to tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
And yet you, there is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories: number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst generation ever.
So
when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what you're talking about.
It sure used to be. We stood up for what was right. We fought for moral reasons. We passed laws, struck down laws for moral reasons. We waged wars on poverty, not poor people. We sacrificed. We cared about our neighbors. We put our money where our mouths were, and we never beat our chest. We built great big things, made ungodly technological advances, explored the universe, cured diseases, and we cultivated the world's greatest artists and the world's greatest economy. We reached for the stars, acted like men. We aspired to intelligence. We didn't belittle it. It didn't make us feel inferior. We didn't identify ourselves by who we voted for in the last election, and we didn't scare so easy. We
were able to be all these things and do all these things because we were informed by great men, men who were revered. First step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one.
Yeah.
America is not the greatest country in the world anymore.
And we will be back with more of John and Gordy after this.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Hey, Gordy, I gotta admit, these hearing aids from Madison Hearing Aid Center changed my life.
Mine too, John. I thought I needed subtitles to talk to my grandkids.
And these aren't those old giant clunkers we saw in the old days. It's got Bluetooth, it's rechargeable, the works.
Yeah, my phone connects straight to my ears. I'm basically a cyborg now.
Well, hey, you just figured out texting last year, too.
Yeah, baby steps. But I did call Madison Hearing Aid Center, and you should too. 608-249-4077.
608-249-4077. Tell them John and Gordy sent you.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are the National Park Foundation. And together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, 70s. I guess we're going into the mid-80s later, or maybe a little warmer, but the humidity is still out there, Brittany, even though these showers and move through.
Yeah.
Are we stuck with the humid conditions today? What do you think?
Well, you got one more day, unfortunately. Looks like your heat index is going to be feeling about 95 degrees this afternoon.
Oh, no.
One more.
What?
I know. 88 degrees will be the high temperature. That humidity's still sticking around. You could feel it right now.
Yeah.
Yes. Clouds will start to clear. You'll see some more sunshine by this afternoon. Maybe a spotty shower or thunderstorm this evening, maybe 6 or 7 or so. It'll be pretty brief. But other than that, staying dry until tomorrow. Tomorrow looks a little dark and damp. Rain throughout most of the day.
Wow.
But that rain's going to cool us down. We want that. We want to welcome that front right there.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
And then,
so about a half an inch to a quarter inch of rain is possible tomorrow. We're not looking at severe storms, nothing like that. Mm. Just a steady kind of rain. It could ramp up a little bit more in the evening. But then the high pressure system builds and it dominates Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Really?
All the days. Yes. Mid-70s, upper 70s. Refreshing. No humidity. Gorgeous.
There was a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, there was a big headline on CNN. A dramatic cool down is on the way for the U.S., but it comes with a cost, and that is hurricane force winds tearing through the Midwest and the plains. So,
there's always a cost. There's always a price.
Yes, yes. But it's missing us, as usual. You know, people are going to start moving to the Midwest, to Wisconsin, just because we have such fantastic weather here, right?
I know. They're going to find out. Yeah. Once they can handle the snow, they're going to come in waves.
So. I know, but we're going to have to, you know, try to tap that down a little bit by talking about our mosquitoes and the big giant flies that we have here. So.
And the ticks.
And yeah, the ticks. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ramp up on the tick talk.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. All right, Brittany. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate your report, as always.
Yes.
We'll talk to you again
soon. Guys.
All right.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too.
You too.
It's our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. This portion of the show brought to you by MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They have fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned and community-focused. They're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. They've helped out John. They've helped out me. They can help you out, too. Give them a call, 608-249-4077. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
Okay. You know, yesterday, very unusual, we had a call from CJ.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk politics. Oops. Yeah. You know, Doug in St. Francis asks, that wasn't the real CJ yesterday.
He said it was an AI. I call
AI fake.
Well, now, really?
We were talking about a bar that's closing here in Madison, one of the major student bars. And then we started reminiscing about all the bars that have closed.
Yes. And we started talking about Cadillacs and cool cars.
Yeah.
It was everything except politics. And it was fine. CJ seemed very good with that, too.
Yeah, that was a great call.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, just one up.
Was that the only time that's happened where you guys got along?
Well, I think I think for some reason we get along. We just it's not I know more than you. You know, this massive angry debate that normally goes on. We just have a discussion, and that's it. And that's the way we want it here in the program, right, Gordy?
Yeah, that's it. That's it exactly. Catherine's asking, what about Milwaukee weather? It's pretty much the same. Well, we're going to be under the roof, so we're okay, even if it rains.
Yeah.
Right?
It doesn't matter.
Cubs and Brewers.
And by the way, Catherine, you won't be driving in my space car, obviously. But I just want to say that my windshield wiper sense rain. So I don't know if yours does.
Did your car turn on the windshield wipers this morning?
Yes.
It
went fast when it needed to. It went slow when it needed to. I mean, I don't even know if I even have to think anymore while I'm behind the wheel of the car.
Well, that's great.
Don't say that.
You don't want that, do you?
No. God, no.
All right.
Well, that'll be cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Do you have something there?
I need to mention that this part of the show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress.
Uh-huh.
You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958. Some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They have direct-to-consumer prices and providing superior products at unbelievable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations east and west. Go to verlo.com, check out their lifetime comfort guarantee.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got Dick on the line.
Let's go to
Dick on the line right now.
Got just about a minute here. Dick,
what do you got?
Well, you know, to CJ in that situation, I'm hearing that more and more about Trump supporters right now because I tend to believe that they haven't got their marching orders yet as to what to believe with the Epstein situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So until that happens, I think they're all going to go kind of radio silent about politics because they don't know which way to go on that yet until they've been told, of course. But one other real quick thing.
Yeah.
The tragedy in New York.
Yep.
Just kind of watching the mayor Adams going on and on about the diversity of the police department, and here's a guy whose buddy would probably throw half of that police department out of the country.
You don't want to bring attention to diversity with this administration. They see DEI everywhere, and they tramp it down. I mean, they are really going after DEI. Anything at all, it's gone. If it even smells like DEI, it's gone. So
Eric Adams is going to get the beat down then because that's all he talked about.
Oh yeah. Oh my goodness. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Dick.
All right, Dick.
Appreciate that call.
Yep.
7:29. When we come back, We hope to be talking with Patrick McBride. He's the author of The Luckiest Boy in the World. He was a Brewer bat boy. He worked for the Milwaukee Bucks and the Packers. He'll be coming up next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Recently, Senator Tammy Baldwin introduced the Farmers First Act into Congress. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. Let's take a listen in to Senator Baldwin as she describes why she introduced this bill.
Too many Wisconsinites in our rural communities don't have anywhere to turn when they need mental health help. And that has devastating impacts. The suicide rate among farmers and farm workers is 3.5 times higher than in the general population. And it's why I'm so proud to work to establish a program which I was able to have success in creating in 2018 in the Farm Bill, specifically designed to connect farmers and farm workers and rural folks with the help that they need.
With uncertainty always looming over the heads of farmers, Baldwin feels that this bill is very important to help farmers through tough times moving forward. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. Senator Baldwin made headlines again for introducing the Healthy H2O Act. This is an act that would provide grants for water quality testing and the purchase and installation of point-of-use or point-of-entry water quality improvement systems. This aims to provide safe drinking water for rural communities. In other news, the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds has gone through some upgrades, including in the bakery. This year, for the first time ever, they will be serving three flavors of cream puffs every day. These flavors are the original, chocolate, and strawberry. Taking a look at your agriculture news from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for today, still warm and muggy with highs in the mid-80s and a slight storm chance. Maybe a storm tonight, mostly cloudy, lows mid-60s. Still some rain possible into tomorrow, high mid-70s. Currently it's 72 degrees.
This is Chad Spade for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Front seat, just this one time, please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, we're joined by Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. And at 5 o'clock, I engage with Professor Mariel Barnes about violence against women, gender, and the Epstein scandal next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
WMDX, it's John and Gordy in the morning. Just a little warning here, because John and Gordy are going off to see the Brewers and Cubs this evening, and it is going to be a late game for us.
Yes.
I won't be able to prepare for the show, and we won't get home until maybe, you know, 3 or 4. We always go out to the strip clubs in Milwaukee.
Well,
anyway,
yeah.
Right?
You make the rounds.
So,
Sazes. Yeah, Sazes, right. Yep. Get some ribs on there.
There
you
go.
Know, the thing here is that we're going to be off tomorrow.
We've got
some great stuff
coming
up. We're
recording a show, yes.
We'll have some original stuff tomorrow as well, but we'll be playing a best of just because we couldn't get that day game going. They didn't have
Wednesday.
Enough tickets
if
for it.
If you tell Saz that Irish sent you.
Really? Okay.
Probably won't get a free beer. You might.
Oh. Okay. That's the voice of Patrick McBride. Who's joining us here this morning, Patrick? Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Yeah. So the Brewers are in first place, at least temporarily. They won last night, I take it.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Cubs in second place, one game behind. So this series is pretty important as we start to end, you know, get into the stretch run here at the end.
Yeah. Big money is not winning. Small market team.
Isn't that something? Yeah, the Brewers. Brewers are having a great season.
It's phenomenal.
I know, and their former manager is down there in Chicago.
Yeah.
Just
Craig Counsell.
We got our guy, Pat Murphy, the Irishman.
Right.
Leading them.
Look at you. You've got your Irish hat on. The green.
Brewers.
The Brewers. It's green.
Live lucky.
Live lucky. That's right.
I'd rather be lucky than good.
That's great stuff.
Well, the name of the book
is... If you're watching this right now, you can...
Yeah, the
check
name of the book is The Luckiest Boy in the World. You wrote this a few years ago with your brother. And for people that you've been on the show a couple of times here, but just to recap, when you were younger, give us a little bit of your history of how you became involved with the Brewers and the Bucks and the Packers.
Well, Bud Selig was trying to get a baseball team to Milwaukee, and of course he did. We're in first place. But I won an essay contest to be the first bat boy for the Brewers. And that meant, in those days, they were... also having Packer games in Milwaukee County Stadium. So I got to work for the Packers because I hustled and helped out. And then I thought, well, why not just call the Bucks and see if they have a job opening? And they were interviewing the next day. And I got a job with the Bucks, sat on the bench for the first championship.
How young were you when you were with the Brewers, when you got the first
15.
Job? 15 years.
1969, actually, when they were playing the White Sox in exhibition games because Bud was trying to get a team. And I am responsible for those Cubs losing in 1969.
Yeah, really?
Because I was the bat boy for the first Cubs game that year, and I put the curse on them.
Did you?
Yes, you did.
I was the bat boy for the first game. They played the White Sox in Milwaukee County Stadium.
That's your next book. I cursed the Cubs.
I cursed the Cubs. I was, you know, bat boy for Ernie Banks and Ron Santo and Hundley and. All the great, all the great Cubs, Glenn Beckert. Yeah, it was a great team. Fergie Jenkins, Leo the Lip, DeRocher.
Sure,
but I'll tell you what's the difference between these Brewers, and those Cubs? Why I think the Brewers could go all the way. It's obvious they're beating the Dodgers, they're beating the Cubs. So the Cubs didn't have a strong bullpen and as strong a pitching staff. I mean, if you look at that Cubs team in '69 compared to these Brewers, the Brewers have an outstanding pitching staff, really deep. I mean, they don't even know who to keep up and who to send down. Mm. And they've got a great bullpen. Yeah. And they can go deep. You know, they really can bring in a lot of people. And Murphy's managing it really well. I mean, he's managing pitch counts. And, I mean, my God, they bring in Miz. Miz kind of struggled a little bit, but had some really good innings last night. He pitched three really good innings. This is a really great baseball team.
Yeah.
So the last few years, it's come down to the Cubs and the Brewers in the Central Division. I mean, this is a true rivalry.
It is.
Especially the last
number of years. Oh, and the Midwest. I feel bad for these coasts. Yeah. Don't you? The East and the West. Right?
Yeah.
How about those
the
Brewers?
Yankees. Who are they? You know?
Come on.
Cares about them, right?
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. You know, you're familiar with the Nanas, right?
Oh, yeah, the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to do any of those things when you're down there?
You know what? We would love to get out on the field and do a dance routine of some sort and a backflip,
little flip,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
But don't you think that would add to the game just a little bit in the professional league?
Yeah.
If they brought some of the antics that the Savannah Bananas bring to it all.
100%. I mean, people love that.
Yeah.
And, you know, at least bring a bat. Wait a minute. I don't want to replace the bat boy with a bat dog.
No.
That's right.
Wait a minute.
That's true.
My job.
That's true.
Yeah. No,
that's
I love true. The bat, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
These flips. And I think fans just completely love
or
that
catching
stuff.
Fly balls in the back.
Yeah. Yeah. And flipping them over their head.
Just unbelievable.
Whole skits and everything. People should watch YouTubes of the Savannah Bananas. It's just fabulous.
I don't know why, but every weekend I somehow land on that on ESPN for some reason. They have a broadcast of it, live broadcast. It's just fun to watch, but I keep thinking, why not bring a little bit of that, right?
Yeah.
Like, what is the batter thing that they do? They bring in, you know, it's like you can pick somebody out of the lineup to go out and bat for somebody.
Yeah.
A pinch hitter.
Yeah. Pinch hitter, but they call it something else. And it's just a fantastic way of doing it. You know?
Well, you know, the reason the Brewers had so much there were lapses obviously in the Brewers' successes for a long time,
sure,
right,
but they always had Bob Uecker, because people love the joy of going to
the
game and listening
to Bob.
Hey, get up, get out of here.
gone
sound just
for
like him.
Yount, hey Robin,
that's it right there. Look at that.
Beautiful.
It was so good.
You brought him back.
Gotta have Bob.
That's Patrick McBride. He's author. And tell us about this book. What made you want to put this book together?
You know, I had so many stories. I still have a lot of stories. I'm thinking about doing book two. But when you get inside a locker room, there's a lot going on in there, especially in baseball. There's 40 guys. There's 35 players and 5 coaches. And the coaches are full of stories. But, I mean, I met coaches like Yogi Berra and Joe DiMaggio. Mickey Mantle and all kinds of guys. And the annex that they did were crazy. I mean, they put hot stuff in people's jocks and cut the bottoms out of their dress pants and, you know, tied their ties up or stuck their suits in the whirlpool. Or I remember one time guys went fishing in Lake Michigan, caught some salmon, and a guy named Cesar Tovar of the Minnesota Twins was very superstitious. He was in the whirlpool, and they slipped two of the salmon into the whirlpool. And I've never seen a guy jump out of a whirlpool that quick. So, I mean, there's always something going on.
Now, this hot sauce in a jockstrap, was that like before they went out in the field?
You remember,
they actually,
if anybody was ever in a locker room before, like high school or something, we had this Kramer's hot stuff. For your wounds, they would put that in your jockstrap.
So that's why they
handle
themselves out on the field so often. It's just ridiculous.
They ran a little quicker. You know what I mean? They got out and off the field a little faster.
That's true.
True. And so, and basketball is completely different. These guys had college educations then. You had to go 4 years, right?
Yes, you did.
So they were very studious and stuff. They were listening to jazz and playing chess and reading books and talking about books. I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
It was quiet. It was completely different. And
I did not know that.
It was completely different.
Yeah.
Even in, you know, so all the visitors, you know, Bill Russell was in the other locker room.
Yeah.
All these characters. It was unbelievable. Dave DeBuscher, the guy memorized the New York City phone book. He knew how to memorize. Yes. Remember this?
Crazy. Yeah.
And you could go in there and you could say, you know, who's on page 450? And he'd start listing, you know, all these people. And you're like, what the hell?
Photographic
and
memory.
And didn't you tell us before that you got to know Kareem very well?
Yeah.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, I still know Kareem.
Yeah, you're still in touch with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
He's an amazing guy.
Do you read his emails?
Yeah,
his
I do. I read his Substack. Yeah, you know, and he's so scholarly. You know, he's written over 30 books now.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah. And the books are spectacular. History of civil rights in America, the history of jazz. They're spectacular books. I mean, people should really look at his books. You know, he wrote a fantastic book on his work with John Wooden and what John Wooden meant to his life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just the book covers are worth looking at, to be honest. You know, Kareem's a brilliant scholar.
Yeah, and a great actor.
And
airplane movies.
Yeah, Airplane. Absolutely. Airplane, if you can go toe to toe with Liam Neeson,
you've got something going on. Yeah,
right. Exactly.
And now, talk a little bit about your time with the Packers. How did that happen?
So the Packers played 5 games in Waukee County Stadium. Well, you know, in those days, because Vince Lombardi was afraid that the NFL was going to put a team in Milwaukee and compete with the Packers.
That was why.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because
I thought it was just to share the Packers with the rest of the state.
You know, it was the thing. But it was when you really look at when I read David Marinus's book on Vince Lombardi. You know, he said that Vince. It was a small market team owned by a small city, and. They were afraid, but so here we had the Packers, and that's why we still have Milwaukee games and Green Bay games, you know, and those tickets.
Yeah.
And so we had football played on this stupid baseball field. It was really ridiculous. And really it led to a lot of injuries. I mean, the infield was never covered up. It was rock hard. It was as hard as this table.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, we were carrying guys off on stretchers that were injured on that field. But Milwaukee loved it. And so I got to work these games. And then we crammed 80 football players and 20 coaches into a locker room for 40 people. And it was mass chaos. You know, it was a bunch of guys grunting and slamming each other and, you know, looking at themselves in a jockstrap in a mirror, if you can picture it, you know, before games and posing.
Yeah.
Before that was a thing.
Right. Now it is,
now it is. And I thought, God, this is craziness, you know.
Yeah.
So I much preferred baseball. But football was really, I mean, I was watching Herb Adderley and Ray Nitschke and Bart Starr and all those characters right there on the field, right after they'd won the first two football, the Super Bowls.
Yeah, the jockstrap photos didn't go well on John Accordi's website.
So
we decided to take those down.
Yeah, did you? I mean, the sunglasses are cool, but
Thank you.
The neck up is good.
Neck shot.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good tip.
Yeah.
So and you
easy
did...
today on don't streak at the game tonight.
All
okay,
right. We'll try now.
And I was thinking bringing that back.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
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 Whoops.
You'll get national news.
But now you've let the cat out of the bag. That was our big surprise.
We were going to do the seventh inning stretch.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Patrick, what are you doing these days?
Well, you know, I'm writing. I'm consulting with some health systems, and I'm helping young students apply to nursing school, medical school, pharmacy, helping frame their applications and look at it right.
You know, that became your career, right? I mean, getting into the medical field.
Yes, I became a physician. And, you know, when I was in the locker rooms, I was thinking about a long-term career in sports. And one of the trainers said, you're not going to spend your life in a locker room. And he convinced me to go to medical school. And I eventually became dean of students and then dean of faculty.
Beautiful. You know, I hope that same thing happens to Sam. We told him to get the hell out of here and become a history teacher. But now Dom here, you know.
Dom is taking his place.
Taking over. I had to.
Taking over.
Yep. Dom, I'll work with you.
Yeah, all right. I would like that.
Patrick, can you hang around a couple more minutes?
I sure can.
All right. 7:48, we'll be back with Patrick McBride, the author of The Luckiest Boy in the World, here on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer.
With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had 6 times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elvis-Drum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's ice cream month, and did you know you can celebrate at this area stop along the state's ice cream trail? Here's the scoop.
Now, in Wisconsin, we've got 49 different licensed ice cream plants that are making it. But this map focuses in on unique stops in Wisconsin. Every one of them's got a story.
That's Pam Yonke, known as the Fabulous Farm Babe. She says the current trail includes 20 locations, each one from Hayward to La Crosse, Madison, and then north to Appleton, Green Bay, and Door County, dishes out delicious, locally made ice cream.
I've been to one or two, but I'm surprised by how few I've gotten a chance to visit, and I'm a pretty big ice cream fan.
Find the trail at the website gatherwisconsin.com and add your own local favorite there, too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Ready? We're ready, man.
Yeah.
So, to the left and deep. Hey! Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Yelich!
WNDX. Hey! John and Gordy.
Along with Patrick McBride as the voice of Bob Uecker. Got a few more minutes here, but let me just mention this portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're direct to consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, 2 Madison locations, east and west, and just go to verlo.com for more information. Also being brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Give them a call, 608-249-4077. They are helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Check them out at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Okay, now we're back with Patrick McBride, who's written this great book, The Luckiest Boy in the World. He's been telling us all kinds of stories. And
yeah.
You met all kinds of great baseball stars and basketball stars and Packers, but tell us a little bit more about your time with Bob Uecker and getting to know him pretty well.
Bob Uecker, his whole career, I mean, I preceded him by a year, but yeah. It's 1970. I was 16 years old, and I ended up getting my tonsils taken out. And I was in St. Mary's Hospital, and I'm listening to the Brewers game. And all of a sudden, Bob Uecker's talking to the great Merle Harmon. And he says, "Hey, Merle, you know our bat boy's in the hospital? Just had his tonsils taken out. And I hope that he doesn't bring them back to the stadium, but I'd like to give a shout-out to Pat McBride and wish him well with his tonsils. And get well, Pat, and come on back to the stadium and hustle like you always do. Now let's bring up, Lou Krause."
How did that make you feel?
Oh, I was like, holy crap. Ready to put on my uniform.
Too bad you didn't have a recording of that one.
Yeah, wow. And, the guy was always like that. Yeah. He was always local. Here's this national figure.
Yes.
National television. Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson show, yes.
Number one guest of all time. Mm-hmm. But he always, and I just ran into the head of Usinger's at a get-together, John Usinger, and the guy said, always mentioned Usinger's, even though the sponsor was Johnsonville Bronx. Yeah. And he'd always slip in Usinger's because he was the friend of Usinger's Bronx, The guy just always cared about everybody in Milwaukee. He'd always be like, "Well, Mabel up in Omro just won the Bratwurst special for,"
I remember those. Yeah,
remember that?
He was just bringing people up, and everybody was equal to him,
Everybody.
It wasn't like a special interest or they advertise and they don't advertise. Everybody was included.
He'd go outside of the press box and go sneak up and sit next to a couple from Anago, and they'd be sitting there, excited about the game, and all of a sudden, "Oh my God, it's Bob Uecker!" And he was just, he was a Milwaukee kid, period. Yeah. Never changed.
Yeah. 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 Me too.
Yeah. We never changed. We're all Milwaukee kids, hey?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you're thinking about another book.
Yeah.
Are you in?
Yeah,
you
I'm thinking about writing. Yeah, I'm already got it sketched out. It's going to be about the imposter syndrome, and I'm going to talk about kids that just don't believe that they can really make something out of themselves. Because a lot of us grew up in tough circumstances, or never really believed that we can get to where we want to get. I never believed that I could get out of school. I never believed that I could go to college. I never believed I could go to medical school, but mentors, people kept propping me up, pushing me up. Mm-hmm. We all stand on the shoulders of giants. And actually, I think Cream wrote a book called On the Shoulders of Giants. Mm-hmm. And I remember a mentor saying that to me, "We stand on the shoulders of giants." And I'm sure that's true in the broadcasting world right? Yeah. You had people that said, "Do it."
Yeah.
And who gets behind the microphone? It's a scary place to be. Mm-hmm. But, I did it, and then I'd say, "I don't think I could do that," and then somebody said, "Let's do it together," and then we do it together. And that's true of all these sports teams. I'm telling you, when you get five people together on a court, you get nine people on a field, there's somebody standing right there with you, You strike out, I'm telling you, these guys pull together. You watch tonight.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, nine people. Murphy, watch what he says to these people in the locker room on these YouTubes. It's really, you do it as a team. So I want to write about imposter syndrome. I want to write about a lot of the stories where I watch people do that. When you watch Oscar Robertson get in somebody's, a rookie's face and tell him he can do it, that rookie did it out of fear more than confidence. Because if you screw up, Oscar Robertson's going to put you
right there.
Yeah.
Wow. If people want to find your books, they can get them all in the usual places.
Yeah, they can get them in local bookstores here in Madison and on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Patrick McBride, thanks for being with us, man.
Hey, John and Gordy, you guys are the greatest.
Can't wait for the game tonight, and thanks for getting us all revved up and ready to go.
Go crew.
I know. It's two guys that really aren't big into sports, but this guy loves the Cubs.
I'm a Cubs fan. True blue.
And if you're a Cubs fan,
you can talk
sports even if you don't know anything about it.
It's great for baseball.
It is.
And they got beer there.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Beer. And bratwurst.
Yes, it makes it all better.
When I was there, just quick story, they did not have bratwurst anywhere in any stadium except Milwaukee. And they'd say, "Go get me one of those white sausages." That's what the players said. And in the bullpen, they'd trade baseballs for bratwurst. Mm. And now everybody's got bratwurst.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I know. We're going to have a few of those tonight, definitely.
Yeah,
Pat, thank you, guys. Thank you, Pat.
We will.
It's Patrick McBride. That's going to do it for John and Gordy for today. Stephanie Miller is coming up next. And then Yeah, we're off to the Cubs and Brewers evening.
We'll have a day off tomorrow, but we'll have reruns of some great stuff, so check it out. And some new material as well.
Yep. Have a great day. We'll talk to you very soon, right?
All right. Yeah, okay. We will.
Are you all ready for the game?
Never
Are
never
you taking
ready.
The space car?
I am taking the space car, yes.
Excellent. County Stadium. All right. I'll meet you there.
Thank you.
So long. So long, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New York City Mayor Eric Adams saying minutes ago the suspected gunman in the Midtown Manhattan office building shooting had a note on him that alluded that he felt he had CTE, a known brain injury that is possible for those who participate in contact sports. He played high school football and apparently blamed the NFL for it. The NFL is headquartered in that building. It's believed the gunman was looking for the NFL's offices but went to the wrong bank of elevators and ended up inside a different office suite. Four people were killed in the shooting, one wounded, and the gunman took his own life afterwards. Dangerous weather in store for many of us again today.
More than 165 million Americans face life-threatening heat with temperatures that feel hotter than 100 degrees. New York City activating its heat emergency plan, providing access to cooling centers, and conducting outreach to at-risk communities.
ABC's Victor Okendo. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says over 60,000 Palestinians have now been killed in the war. This is ABC News.